It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to your Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. Remember mindset. You can do anything you want. You just have to put your mind and action to it. I hope your day goes well. Big shout out to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field, whatever you were doing, wherever you were at. Thank you for doing it. Remember this. You are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Keep up the fantastic work, and please be safe. You know, I am so happy and grateful that there's more awareness and action behind the issues of mental health and addiction with our brave men and women, our first responders who protect us every day. I want to tell you about a program called Shatterproof, a program that I attended down in Deerfield Beach, Florida, for my mental health problems and issues. It saved my life. Shatterproof saved my life. Sure, I took the action, but the program was amazing. So if you know somebody, maybe it's you that is suffering right now, going through some difficult times, you don't know if we're going to be able to handle it, or somebody else that you care about, please reach out to Shatterproof. Alex Menez is an amazing individual. He got me hooked up with Shatterproof, and his contact information and Shatterproof's is in the show notes. Please be safe and reach out if you need help. Please. On to Microcast Monday. You know, there is no doubt that you have been through some difficult times in your life. Maybe you're going through them right now. I know I have. The last 2 years have been a whirlwind, not just for me, but for you and many, many others. And I remember when I was going through my dark periods before I reached out for help, I was so concerned. One of my main concerns was, what are people going to think, family and friends? I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. Because I was taught throughout my career that you have to be able to handle anything. You have to be able to get through it on your own. Now, I'm not saying there was never help out there for me, or maybe there's not help out there for you. I know there is. But a lot of times, especially with first responders, we have that ego that gets in the way. And the more I went through my treatment and the more I realized is that it really doesn't matter what other people think. Sure, you want approval from family and friends. That's important. But when it comes to your mental health and mental well-being and physical health, who cares what people think? Look, you know this. There's always going to be haters out there. There's always going to be people that say you can't do it. And why did you do that? I cannot believe it happened to him or her. My God, their life is a mess. Don't worry about those people. Don't even give those people your time and energy. I'm not saying you can't care about them or love them. I'm just saying you need to get to a point in your life where you don't give a shit what people think. As long as it betters you and it moves you forward, who cares? Because there are always going to be people out there criticizing you. It's guaranteed. It's just part of life. So maybe you have people in your life right now who you're afraid of telling something to. Look, if you have to be afraid to tell family and friends, loved ones, about what you're going through, I would have to say you need to work on that relationship. Maybe evaluate that relationship. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm just saying good friends and good family, you should be able to tell them anything. And I know it took me a long time to get to that point, but I am grateful I did. And you know what? They didn't judge. They didn't judge me. They actually supported me. So I hope and pray you have people like that in your life. I want you to go out there and conquer your day. Please be safe. First and foremost, be safe. Watch your six. Watch your partner six. Yes, serve and protect the community, but be well, my friends. And reach out to me if you want to. CJEvolution.com. You're going to find all my social media links. Again, I hope you have a fantastic day. Stay tuned for more great guests on the top-ranked CJ Evolution podcast.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to CJEvolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.